My name is Erin. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from fear.
Hi.
My story starts at church. I have known who Jesus is for as long as I can remember and have heard the gospel preached time and time again. In early 2001, my family moved from the Pacific Northwest to Texas, where I discovered two things that would shape my life and my walk with the Lord: a paralyzing need for security and comfort, and masturbation. At my new school, I struggled to make friends and use my shallow relationships to give me value, worth, and security. I believed that if enough people liked me and wanted to be my friend, I would finally be worthy, good enough, funny enough, valued, and complete. And the reality is that it was never enough. I lived in a constant state of anxiety and fear from seeking everyone's approval. What I wouldn't have been able to tell you at 10 years old is that every time I felt rejected or insecure, I ran to fantasy and masturbation for comfort. Let me tell you that as the girl that didn't know what Longhorns and Aggies were, this pattern of sin was only going to get worse because I was about to go into junior high. During these early years of sin, deceit, and fear, I was also an active member of Watermark Student Ministries. This meant that I heard truth about God every single week on Sunday mornings and Wednesday night small groups. But I had no idea that the fear and anxiety I experienced or the resulting sexual sin was in fact sinful. At 13, I heard the gospel really clearly for the very first time. I was broken and incomplete, things that I felt very deeply in my heart. And Jesus, God's Son, came to earth, experienced and witnessed the pain of humans, and gave his life for our freedom, something that I desperately wanted. I prayed for Jesus to be my Savior, and for the first time, experienced a peace I had never felt before. It was freeing and wonderful for a moment, but I was still missing something, confessing my sin and fear to others. If you've paid attention to the lessons in your book, you know that confessing sin is a huge part of the recovery process, and you can't really be free without it. I was terrified to share. Fear of rejection and abandonment kept me hiding in shame and fear for more than 10 years. So instead of sharing, I tried to control my sin. One day, I would swear I would never masturbate again, and then I would have a bad day at school or do really poorly on a test, and I would immediately seek out the comfort of my habits. I saw that I needed to change my behaviors, but I was afraid of letting it go. I said I knew God, but my attitude, actions, and apathy showed that I wasn't a Christian. I used God as a genie who granted wishes and only prayed or read my Bible when I was truly lost and alone. When I joined a community group after college, I was faced with the reality that I would either continue to lie and hide my sexual sin and anxiety, or confess and be forced to walk away from my sin. What surprised me the most is that I wanted to change. Finally, truly, I wanted to be free of my sin and live knowing that my closest friends knew everything about me and that I would never walk in guilt or shame or fear again. I attended Regeneration a few years ago, and it changed my life. God began to shift my perspective on letting go of my sin and pain. Spending daily time in the steps, I began to understand how God sees me as loved, worthy, and valuable. He sees my sinful habits and calls me to walk closely with him and far from my sin. A verse that is a constant reminder to me through recovery, specifically when it comes to the process of inventory and confession, is John 15:2-4. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it would be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. As my group approached inventory, my anxiety rose. I would actually have to write out all the bad things I had ever done and that had ever happened to me. And it was scary to write out why I was afraid of rejection and letting go of my sin. Yet God never left me. Every single lesson, he gave me the courage to write everything that I was holding back. My story continues here. My life and relationship with Christ is now marked my freedom more than it is from fear. I no longer try to hide my sin from God or my loved ones. I still get fearful and I seek control when I believe that I can do it all. And my community always reminds me each time that the burden of life is not on my shoulders. The hard work I have put into my own recovery has laid a foundation in which I can build a peaceful life. Every day, I have the choice to step back and allow God to create my path or control my own life. And I don't always choose wisely, but when I do, there is great peace and comfort in knowing that my God is bigger than my fear. If you only hear one thing tonight, hear this. Christ died to give you a free and full life. Don't allow fear of rejection or judgment keep you hiding in your sin. Tonight is our very last night of Regeneration for students. You have one more chance to open up and share what's holding you back. Be brave. I promise that we won't run away, and neither will God. My name is Erin. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from fear. To God be all the glory.